this is to avoid that here.
Yeah.
And the surrounding areas. And there just seems to be a really proactive community feel for not letting what happened in 2007 happen again. And that's really good. That's satisfying. Well, I don't know if you all found it with your meetings and whatnot.
I mean, I don't know what the rest feels because he seems like he's...
because I'm trying to think, because you're talking about some of the old town feeling. I'm thinking, like, area up near Sacramento, up it, because they got like an old town area there. You're talking about like cowboys and all that, because right next to the railroad museum. But as soon as you go about a block, go on the other side of the freeway, it's like a completely different world.
And what made California, and made LA, you know?
Yeah, and Venice has a good history about it, and we do want to revitalize it in a way that hopefully would doesn't become saturated like what the West Side is dealing with, you know, as far as overdeveloping or taking a single family home and making a McMansion and all that.
Yeah, and we're kind of lucky because the playbook played in Venice started out in San Francisco with the Ellis Act. They figured out the games to play in San Francisco. They realized Venice is a vulnerable community and they pounced. And now they're realizing the Valley is
starting, yeah.
But the thing is, the Valley's smart and has seen what happened. It's not going to be the shell shock that Venice got 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, and that's why we, whenever there's something brought to our Plum Committee, I certainly have to go out of my way and go to each neighbor and send them out, because, I mean, they're Black. I probably don't live there, but I don't even know what they're... sensibility is and the history of it, you know, but to have the neighbors around that area on a proposed development gives them a sense of, like, you know, entitlement and transparency as far as knowing what the developers are proposing, trying to maximize the return, sort of putting as much stuff in there and asking for variances or condition, you know, everything that they could go by. So, I mean, there's a few projects that has been, you know, sort of, you know, we already gave you the condition and now you're asking more, you know, so they rejected some of the...
One of the things that was very apparent when I was involved with the community plan update up in San Diego was, like, you know how you just had 7-Eleven here? My first vote was to allow an alcohol permit for a 7-Eleven that had opened in North Park, because it was a community owned, it was a local guy that was going to run the franchise, so it was a small local owner, you know, business to be supporting small business and whatnot. And then what I started to see was we had developers that were local to the area, whether they were Southern California or San Diego based.
Yeah.
They had raised their kids in the area. They were familiar with the area. They had the courtesy to come and treat the neighborhood council. We call them planning committees in San Diego. With respect and dignity and be like, here's where we're going with this. And then when the developers from Canada and San Francisco and these hedge fund slick guys would come in, totally different demeanor, didn't even have the courtesy to study the area and just would be like, how much do you need? And North Park is not an area that you're gonna be able to bribe because it's a lot of planners on sitting on the neighborhood. Planning committee.
Yeah.
But the attitude was just very different. So of course we want to reward the developers that are sensitive to the community and have a history themselves within the community. And if you're not going to do your homework and you think that you're just going to come in from Ontario or Vancouver, sorry. I mean, even though the neighborhood planning committee was advisory, it carried a lot of weight. The head of the state assembly is out of North Park.
I gotta run. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you,
Jose.
So that's the other thing is, you know, neighborhood councils are kind of neutered being advisory, and it just depends on the neighborhood council. There's five of them.
I mean, because each neighborhood council is different. Some even don't even have a plump committee to deal with a project, to say, or know how to operate, because it's always new to them. They don't have the pedigree or the background as far as being an architect or being a planner or designer who deals with land use issues with the city or different agencies.
What's Van Nuys' pedigree? pedigree with the neighborhood council? What's everyone's background? Do you guys have planners on the committee?
No. Mostly, I mean, John lives here. Jerry, he's a transportation advocate, but he, there's some who have business here, who own property, but the majority are residents of Van Nuys.
Which is fantastic, which is what a neighborhood council should be, but that's, I guess, it goes back to form-based code. See, on a form-based code, one of the rules, one of the first rules of form-based code planning is everything needs to be visual and it needs to use layman's terms so mm-hmm. that anyone can understand what's happening during a charrette. And one of the things LA does that forces people out, maybe they would join the neighborhood council, is they use so much jargon and it's so damn confusing. My mentor is a renowned planner and I can't tell you half this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason we'd want to advocate for form-based code is in Recode LA, this is why I don't think they're there on. They still throw in jargon when they need to, meaning
yeah.
they'll speak to you in layman's terms to get you to buy whatever it is they're buying, and as soon as they figure out that you're an audience that's not planners, they'll start throwing in the jargon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just disingenuous. So anytime that comes up with you,
yeah,
you redirect them to speak English.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of, I guess, there's one called Plan Check LA. It's for NC, I mean, for neighborhood councils to show for planning and land use issues, because there's so much stuff on the pipeline, new application for master development land use, taking 40 acres and developing it, consolidating property and making into one big development like the Grove or something like that. And I think, like you're saying, people are sort of like, what does this entail? What all this, what does all mean? And, and I think they're kind of questioning, what are they going to do for us? Because we're,
mm-hmm.
we just don't know what are the plans. And I think having this planning summit would, maybe tell the stakeholders to tell what we want or
right.
something.
Right.
And try to do, sort of vice versa, try to gauge, because I know that they're trying to do some outreach once they get the codes, working.
And that's a little too late.
Yeah.
That's putting a consultant in Austin in charge of our land use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's something to be addressed, because, hopefully this will be a template for other neighborhood councils to work in this format, to engage in their community, because certainly Van Nuys is different from North Hollywood or from
Sherman Oaks
to Woodland Hills, because they got, their scope is a little bit different than ours, because their streets might be different, they don't have public transportation as much as we have. With the Orange Line and the possibility of having the
mm-hmm.
Van Nuys Line.
And when you have the distinction, it increases property value. It's
yeah.
an economic benefit than when everything's homogenous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm stoked. I'm glad you guys have an overlay.
But the interesting thing about Van Nuys is it both has a lot of residential areas,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot of light industry.
Mm-hmm.
There,
yeah.
there are vast industrial areas here as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, and some of them are either going to the same industry or they're trying to create something different.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a brewery in Van Nuys.
That's cool, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have an original brewery,
yeah.
or maybe to North Dakota Budweiser.
Yeah, but.
But then, yeah.
There's craft brew here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know. You got
to
send
well,
me.
Well, you need to come over here more.
How
yeah.
can I
we'll
move here from North
out.
Park and not know there's craft brew?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. You just made my night.
Yeah.
Well, quality control.
Yeah.
Actually, they're going to close at 10 or something.
You got the address she wants to go.
Yeah.
Can we have a meeting there?
Yeah.
I know I'm new, but.
Yeah. But the name of the brewery, the brewery is McLeod. So,
excellent.
It's actually getting.
Sounds Irish.
Scottish.
I love Scotland. It's my favorite country.
It's actually English cask ale, room temperature.
Excellent.
So it's not the Hefeweizen or IPA. So it's kind of smooth rather than bitter. You know, something like that business kind of helps the branding of Van Nuys. You know, and that helps the, you know, other business say, hey, you know, we could, I mean, if this is a model of a owner business, you know, small,
yes,
and able to flourish, because I mean, something this, I mean, nobody wouldn't thought about, you know, a brewery, but apparently it's become so successful that they're thinking about expanding it and going to the other side.
That's great.
Yeah. So I mean, it's it's a good model, and it's a good stepping stone, you know, because I mean, we're not there as far as like the business that, you know, Venice or Santa Monica has, but you know, it does has potential, because we do have Van Nuys Boulevard as a major thoroughfare that needs to improve. And hopefully, you know, neighborhood council and the powers to be, our council people, could, you know, support that idea of being.
My experience in both San Diego and LA is, if you go to these people, the council, the Senate, the state senator, and all, if you go with a completed plan, they'll shuffle it through. They just don't want to do any of the work. So if we find the smart enough people to come in, here's the plan, here's the work, here's the numbers, and hand it to them, it goes right through.
Well, just to let you know, there's two council offices that I have like monthly meetings, or maybe once, and they gauge me in some of the stuff that some of us are not from, didn't know about it. One is sort of the center medium the side street medium on Sepulveda between Van Nuys and Kittredge, or in that area. They're trying to use the medium strip into something else. And
is it to catch water? Is it a water based?
I asked them about that, and they said it might not be wide enough, because you do need to have some walkability.
You can have a permeable site that you walk on that looks exactly like a sidewalk, but it's water you can even do parking lots that are the catch basins, and there's examples around town.
Yeah, you could do permeable paving, you know,
and
you could do like a little crushed gravel path, with, you know, because we do have an aquifer on Satakoi and Woodman that collects rainwater, and it.
I think
River project. Are involved.
And just so you know, Jonathan freelances. He's not just with the River Project. We could hire Jonathan if we wanted to, just as an example, to throw it out there.
Yeah, I also have a person who's going to speak. She's a landscape designer, and she's. I don't know if you're familiar with Theodore Payne.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, so she's the president of the Theodore Payne.
Oh, excellent.
So she's
great. That's awesome. Yay. That's awesome. Last week I went to a meeting. The library has a pilot project here in Van Nuys, the Van Nuys Library.
Mm-hmm.
It's funded through Bill and Melinda Gates.
A community conversation?
Yeah, so I got involved with them.
That
I was bringing up.
How did that work out? I meant to
there
go, but I couldn't do it.
There weren't very many people there. I liked who was there, but there just wasn't very many people.
Yeah, I was there last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Because that meeting was our general meeting.
Yes, and the group that the two ladies left our meeting to come to your general meeting.
Oh, okay.
I skipped the general meeting.
Okay.
I'm stoked about it. I think it's great. Because you know what it is? We need to make the libraries now for 2015. So my goal for them, they're like, in 6 months, how do we know we've been successful? I told them I could check out a vacuum and a hammer. The you don't need to just check out books and movies at the library anymore. Mm-hmm. We need, you know, we have a renter-centric.
Library.
Yeah, we have a renter-centric economy. No one's home buyers anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you got a whole generation that's renters.
There's actually a place in Reseda where it's a workshop, a wood workshop, where people could use it to build stuff.
Shared space.
Okay.
Yeah, shared space.
In Reseda, where Reseda is at?
I think it's like near Reseda and Oxnard. I'm not sure, but because they were offering people from the Valley Bikery. They're a nonprofit bicycle advocates who, who, you know, teach you how to fix your bike without paying.
Yeah.
So, I think they're going to move out of Van Nuys. Yeah, just because the funding and all that, and plus our funding is our treasurer is in the hospital right now. So. Yeah, so we're trying to get funding for them, and it's been a year, you know, and shouldn't take that long. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I mean, I think it's we're past the conversation. But any public comments?
I was gonna say we still got about another 50 minutes left.
Yeah,
it's part of the meeting, but.
But announcements.
I just had a question. Yes, did you ever find out from Guillermo about the new location that they opened up for the Brea Bakery?
No, I haven't talked to him. But I did show up at Nuri's, campaign last Saturday. But I didn't really ask him. I just
showed up. So I was kind of curious on where that location was, because I said it was in Van Nuys.
I think it might be by the...
Union Bagel, I think? Or?
No, probably by the airport.
By the airport, or... Okay, because I was kind of curious, and if it was in our area, you know, I kind of like to reach out and see what where it is, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are some...
Because that's going to be, you know, that's going to be an improvement to our overall area, you know,
yeah.
In terms of our industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And plus we got Western Bagel. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, okay. So, thanks, Jerry. So I just like to say thank you, and the meeting is adjourned.